Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy May 10th, you guys. I was out last week. I was sick, but not COVID. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a weekly pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And today I am joined by, last week we were supposed to have Kea on to talk Selling Sunset. And then the Selling Sunset reunion hit on Friday. So of course today I am joined by Kea Wilson, social media manager extraordinaire, The Dip. You love her. And she's back, baby.
I'm back and I'm ready to talk some Cash Money shit.
I am too. So just to give you guys an idea, like Kea and I are ready to get into Selling Sunset. At this point, you've seen the whole season and hopefully you've seen the reunion, because the reunion, I walked into the reunion with like some skepticism, because I'm sorry, like I believe one of our, it might've been you, Kea, but one of the community members on The Dip, wrote that this was happening, and I was like not into it. I was like, how do we have a scripted, the show is scripted, you guys, spoiler alert, like we know the show is like very heavily produced, like how are we going to even have a reunion that feels semi-authentic? And honestly, I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, you mean like the part when Jason started crying?
Oh yeah, I mean that felt so organic and like natural. I think
the part where Brett, can we count how many words Brett said the entire reunion? Did that man even talk?
It is so weird. It's like the way they treat his girlfriend when she's on camera, which is like she's not really there. Like ignore the girl over next to Brett is the way we treat Brett when he's on camera.
Do you think that he is actually like using that and putting those feelings on Tina Louise, because he's like, I want you as a twin of basically Mary to feel the way that I feel?
Oh my gosh, she really is a Mary twin. I didn't think about that.
She looks exactly like Mary, but just tatted up.
Do you think that there is still something between Mary and Jason?
There has to be. And I don't feel comfortable discussing it openly. So that's why I'm only saying it on Pop Chaser The Pop Chaser fans, you know, the people who get it, you guys, because it's like they are raising these dogs together still, which yes. I found was okay when they weren't married, but they're married and they're still raising the dogs together. And Jason is literally still giving her promotions, giving her the best freaking listings, and then on top of that, he goes to her as soon as he broke up with Chriselle. It's just like
they're so close. And like, I'll say, like, Mary seems to be a great agent. So like, I'm not going to take that away from her, but whenever they talk like relationships, and I'm like, when Chriselle is talking about her relationship with Jason, or Jason was talking about it, they always cut to Mary, and not in like a friend way, like an ex-lover way. And I'm just like, there's something. And I mean, I'm sorry. Romaine is so like, I just can't, he can't win me over.
He has no personality.
He is so bland.
I think he's honestly the only male eye candy. Well, yeah, he is.
Of course he is.
He's the only male eye candy on there. I think that's why we have him. And I think that's why on Selling the OC, we got a mix of like girl and guys. Yes. And the guys are like,
they're hot. They're fucking hot. And also like, I'm so excited about Selling the OC, because first of all, the trailer looked great. I got more like Housewives, or it felt more rooted in reality, which is so crazy to say. It felt more Bravo-y. And again, this was just a trailer. So like, who knows, maybe the Selling Sunset trailer looked authentic originally too, but it did feel like we have a group of friends versus like this kind of orchestrated thing that we had with Selling Sunset. And also the inclusion of men, I mean, it's going to get so messy. And I'm so excited about it. Like, I do think that like you need a mixed group. It's kind of The Hills, like, which is like an Adam Devello show. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to find out when it premieres.
Yeah, when do you think it's going to come out,
though? I think summer. I mean, they're obviously done with filming because they had that trailer that was seemingly like pretty jam-packed. So my guess is it'll be a summer release. And then I wonder if it'll be backed up immediately with the next season of Selling Sunset.
Ooh, that would be so good because, you know, now that we're done with Selling Sunset, we have Bling Empire coming up.
I know, but I don't know about Bling Empire.
You're not sold on Bling Empire?
So I watched all of season one and trust me, like I love the glamour. I felt like they're just constantly trying to make certain people couples. They're trying to, I didn't buy any of the drama. And
you didn't buy the drama when they went on that road trip and found out that that girl's dad was dead.
No. And look, I think what it is, I don't know. I mean, trust me, like I'll watch season two. Don't worry about that. You cannot give me Rich and not expect Allison to be tuning in, but yeah, I'm a Capricorn. Exactly. Chase money. Bling Empire. Maybe season two will look. I think.
Yeah. Listen, your notes. People did not even come around to Selling Sunset.
Right. You're right.
Until the season ended and it was revealed that Chrishell was getting a divorce.
Yes.
From Justin Hartley from This Is Us. That's when people started watching it. And I'm an OG watcher.
Yeah, like, me too.
I watched this show. You know what I watched? I watched Selling Sunset, and then I watched this show. It's called Yummy Mummies, and it's about these moms in, like, Australia. And it's just so ridiculous. It's kind of like Bling Empire. It's just a bunch of moms competing to see who has, like, the best baby shower, the best literal, like, one girl, like, gave birth at, like, the Versace Hotel. It was insane. But Bling Empire is, I'm obsessed with it since day one. You know, Christine from Bling Empire, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
I liked her on Dancing with the Stars. And I actually think she was a lot better than the credit, like, what like she got credit for. I just think that maybe she didn't have the fan base for it. I felt uncomfortable because you could tell she wanted it so badly. And they were just like, you're not popular enough. And that made me feel bad for her.
Yeah, that's what annoyed me too with Kenya though. Like I felt like Kenya was like dancing. And then she went home pretty early too.
The rumors for that were that Kenya had to get back to film.
Those are the rumors, but we literally see her partner with her, like,
yeah, I know,
in Georgia. But anyways, so, and also someone from Bling Empire apparently works at the Oppenheim group, so I'm like, I wonder if they're gonna bring it up during the season that they work at the Oppenheim group.
Sure hope so.
I'm like very excited about that.
So okay, what did you think about Christine not being at the reunion?
Okay, so I'll be honest, that's why the reunion was kind of a dud for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, anytime that they would bring her up, it's like she's not there. Not to defend herself, because I know that half of the things that she says is bullshit, but it's just like, you don't have the main event. Like, how are you going to do a reunion without the main event? It's like Teresa not being at the Jersey reunion.
Right.
You know, that's how it felt. And, you know, that's why I'm nervous going into the future, because Christine has announced on the Dips TikTok. You guys follow me on TikTok. It's at thedip.com. But I posted a part of the reunion where Jason says early on in the show, he's like, there's no place for Christine at the Oppenheim group right now. And she's like, of course, there's not a place for me. She's like, resigned a few weeks before the reunion. And she has her own company, LOL. But then I also saw a recent interview that she did where she said the same thing. And she's like, it might be like a battle of the companies. So are we going to have Christine on the next season? Or are we going to have her like do a spinoff? Or what's happening? Because if what's to come on the next season of Selling Sunset is what they gave at the reunion, then it's good. I'm going to watch it, but it's not going to be good enough.
No, I know. And I just don't think Christine has the, like, I understand that Christine thinks that she is like this expert like real estate agent, but like, I don't think she can compete with the Oppenheim group. So like, I mean, I think
it's like it's a crypto. And that's pretty big here in Miami. People are like paying for club tickets and
in crypto,
all these different things, but she's selling houses via crypto. So.
Oh God. I mean, that's gotta be like her and her husband then, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's her husband's company.
I feel unsafe being in part of a conversation about cryptocurrency. Cause that is
horrifying. To this day, I still don't know what it is.
If I die not knowing what crypto is, I've done one thing right in life. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I guess other bombshells that happened were, I mean, we learned that Chrishell is dating G Flip.
And they are, I need you guys to go to G Flip's Instagram. It's very short, but they have been dating Chrishell, it seems, since February. And I'm trying to figure out when did Chrishell and Jason break up? Because that was like it was literally right after the last season ended that, you know, it was announced that they broke up. And then all of a sudden now Chrishell is getting G Flips.
They announced their breakup in 2021. So a quick turnaround. And so supposedly Chrishell met G Flip while like starring in one of their music videos, which conveniently comes out Friday.
Friday the 13th, like plug that in there.
But it's just like so crazy to me that it's like, and they have a music video coming out that you should check. Like, cause I looked into G Flip because I've never heard of G Flip. And I was like, oh, they don't really have that much music. Like there's one studio album and then singles. So it just tells me like, they're not like that. Look, I might not be in like the space of like being familiar with G Flip's music. I listen to top 40. I'm so basic. So, you know, but they don't have that much music. So like the convenience of like a new music video coming out the Friday after like it's publicly announced, even though we've kind of known, like there's been rumors, it's been a big TikTok rumor about Chrishell and G Flip. So I don't know.
But I feel like I don't understand why G Flip didn't drop their video on Friday, because
I know
as soon as they showed that little excerpt, I literally typed in G Flip music video.
And that's like Wendy and the candles. Now. That's Wendy and the candles. Like Wendy didn't have her candles ready when that episode aired, and G Flip didn't have their music video ready when the episode aired. And you guys need to get on it. There's something called peak Google interest. And when you are talking about something on television, people are going to Google it that day because they're interested. You know when they won't be interested? A week later
when everything is already like, we're
on like seven different topics. Yes.
We get that they're dating. We're like, what's next? What's new? We don't care.
Can I say something about Chrishell?
Please.
You know how like our friend Sam Bush, like hates what's her name? Jesse James Decker. And it seems like Jesse James Decker is like, look, I'm not shaming her, but is always just like kind of dating someone new. I think Chrishell is a bit of a, I don't know if I would say she's a pick me girl, but I think she's one of those girls that we are always going to see Chrishell in a new relationship.
Yeah.
And that's sad because she does want a family.
A family.
Like English.
The thing is.
Drag me.
I can't get over this. But the thing is, what I find weird, and correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
But I don't think I am, because I'm obsessed with Selling Sunset. But we did not hear about her relationship with
the Dancing with the Stars guy. I know.
At all. Like, we didn't hear one thing about it. And, like, when they were trying to convince us that their relationship was real, they were talking about like real shit, like they both lost their parents and she helped them cope with the loss of his mom, and like they had no hard feelings apparently after the breakup, but we don't know why they broke up. We don't hear about it on Selling Sunset. It was like she just went from Justin to Jason and now G Flip, and I'm just like, what?
I know it was weird because when she was like selling Simu Liu's or was getting a house for him last season, and everyone was like, oh my God, the chemistry. And they talked a lot about her dating life then, and they started teasing the Jason Chrishell thing because like it was like these, you know, these glances at each other across the room. I was like, well, what about Kale? Like you had, but I thought there was bad blood between them.
Oh yeah. Okay. I remember her like talking shit on the gram, but yeah. Either way, that's better though. Like to include that.
I know.
In your storyline.
But like, I wonder if it just would have, overcomplicated it because it wasn't on camera. That it was just like they would have had to do so much backtracking. But I totally agree with you. But the thing that I'm seeing is that Chrishell dates a lot of her co-stars. And
well, this is what I think happened. And I'm actually like a Chrishell fan. Not as much as I am a Christine fan, but I know Chrishell because I watch soap operas. I literally just watched Young and the Restless like yesterday. But anyways, there's rumors that she was hooking up with a Dancing with the Stars pro. I'll let you Google who. And that relationship with Kale was supposed to be a cover-up because that Dancing with the Stars pro was married at the time and was divorcing his wife. And, you know, Chrishell got a lot of heat about it because they had so much chemistry on the dance floor and people already thought that they were dating just by their dance
moves. Are you talking about Gleb?
Yeah.
I'll say it.
You blow her spot up, but everyone thought that she was dating Gleb, and they thought that she was dating Gleb still while she was with Jason also. But the weird thing about it is that she went on vacation with Gleb and his new girlfriend and Kale, and they're like, oh, look, we're just friends. We have our own, you know, girlfriend and boyfriend to cover up that little fling that they had going on there. So that's why she didn't want to bring up Kale, because that shit is still messy. Being talked about to this day.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Whew. Well, I guess like speaking of Chrishell and Jason, like I've seen more chemistry with like me in a sandwich than I saw between Chrishell and Jason, like the way that they interacted. And I mean, we talked about it on Pop Chaser. It's one of our highest listened episodes when the video of Chrishell and Jason grinding came out on the boat. And like, I know that that's something that like, I personally am still seeking out trauma therapy for. And so like watching them for a whole season, like the way that like they had been dating for like 5 minutes and they were saying like, I love you and calling each other babe. I was just like, this is not.
She met his mom. And also, did you notice Amanza and Mary talking about how they need to get married and like all this stuff? And it's like, they just started dating. Like, what are you talking about?
I actually really don't like when people do that. And like, just to kind of make a note about relationships, like,
right.
I mean, it's fun when like, you know, your friends are kind of like joking and like you, Kaya and Sam, you guys definitely have done this to me, but I think it's like fun because like we're having fun with it and like, I'm in on it too. But so I do have friends that sometimes are like, oh my God, like you guys are so in love. And it's like, can you like, you're being way too earnest about it. Yeah. Yes.
It was literally too much and it felt out of place. I think that it was very calculated to like supplement the fact that they barely have any chemistry. The only time that she was passionate with Jason was when she was trying to get him to fire Christine.
Yeah, that's so true. And I did think like at the end when Emma, who, oh my God, I like became obsessed with Emma this season. Am I wrong? You don't like her?
No, I don't like her or her empanadas.
Well, I didn't say I liked her empanadas. And the way that she was so like weird about when Vanessa said like they weren't empanadas.
Right?
Like she was way too defensive about that. It's like, ma'am, you're appropriating this cultural food. Like maybe just like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so weird.
It was weird. And I just don't really like her because she just came and her storyline is Christine bullied her 3 years ago when she was cheating with Christine's boyfriend, who happens to be an Oppenheim Group realtor again, who also happens to be still hooking up with Emma. So that's the tea that was on Bravo and Cocktails in Dumas. And that's why she was talking about him at the reunion, because we know that her and Micah were never a thing. Right. She's still hooking up with that one dude from the Oppenheim Group. I don't know. It's just something about her that rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you know, actually, I kind of feel like I take back what I said, because another thing that rubs me wrong about her is, like, whenever somebody walks in, she's like, oh my God, you're a Barbie.
Yes.
And, like, she always makes comments about, like, their outfit, like, Spice Girl. It's giving me, it's like, shut the fuck up, Emma.
Literally.
And your empanadas might be shaped like empanadas, but, like, that's it.
And the fact that you have to pay $100 to get them shipped to you, but they're $10.99 at Costco.
Yeah.
Something don't, like, sit right with me. And it's like, those are not paying for your private jets. Like, what is it not for?
They're not. Okay, but the thing also about Emma that, like, annoyed me was, mm-hmm. I love that I started this saying I really fell in love with Emma this season and now I'm just bashing her, was, like, at the end with Chriselle, when Chriselle was like, I couldn't change him. And then Emma was like, no, but you did change him. And Chriselle was like, no, I didn't. Like,
I literally did not. He broke up.
He broke up because he didn't want a family. Like, I didn't act. I literally, the one thing I could have changed, I did not change. Like,
exactly.
It was such a, it's like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, when friends say that, you're like, are you listening, like, to what's actually being said right now? And that annoyed me so much.
So focused on trying to say, one, Christine is jealous of her, and two, just the right thing at all times. And it's like, who are you as a person?
She's a yes girl. Like, she's just saying things to please people. That's exactly what she is. And now I take back what I said about her. Good. You know who I do love and I won't say anything bad about? Heather. Ooh.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me think. You know that I actually come on this podcast to talk about Heather and Tarek.
Yes.
So I want to give an update in Heather and Tarek's world. And Tarek adjacent world. So we're gonna take a little bit of a segue here.
A detour over to Christina.
Yeah, it's a detour to get back. But I have to let you guys know. Unfortunately, I don't know what's his son's name. Anyways, one of the children, they got an appendectomy yesterday on Mother's Day, and Heather wrote, like, a full paragraph about it. And Christina Almusa, the
Hack.
One who
isn't it Hack? What's her new name?
Christina Hack.
Hack.
Yeah.
Double A.
So she spent her Mother's Day, you know, with the kid who got the appendectomy. But also in Christina Hack's world, her baby daddy, Aunt Ed's dad, who is dating Renee Zellweger. Like, there's just so many ties.
It's so messy.
Insane. But anyways, her baby daddy recently, you know, wants to take her to court to have more time with the children, because he says that she uses her kids as props and she puts them on social media too much and she is not a good mom.
Wow.
So she had to clap back at him about that. And I think that this just goes to show that she is a good mom, because she was right by her and Tarek's little boy when he had to get his appendix removed.
I'll tell you guys this. My mom wasn't there when I got my appendix removed.
Okay, well, no, we're not going to tell these people that your mom wasn't there.
That's not true. She was. Let me just tell you guys a quick story about my appendectomy.
Please.
The rare thing happened in that my appendix flared up 3 times before I actually got it removed. Once in March, my mom said, I woke her up at 3 a.m. I was like 21. And I woke her up at 3 a.m. and I was like, Mom, I think I have appendicitis. I need to go to the hospital. This was over spring break and I was home. And she goes, you probably have gas. Go walk around the block. At 3 a.m. that woman sent me out onto the street. He's going to be so upset that I'm but you know what? Mother's Day is past us. So then it actually like went down. Like I put a heating pad on the next morning and it went away after a few days.
It's like, maybe I did have gas.
Yeah, maybe it was gas. Then it flared up again when I was interning in New York. I was at the Natural History Museum at the exotic frog exhibit and it flared up and I had to go back to my apartment and rest for days. And it felt like poison was in my stomach. But then I, at that point had kind of come to terms with, I thought, oh, I better have a cyst on my ovary, which is like a similar symptom. And like, yes, your appendix bursts. So it's like, it wouldn't have happened multiple times. Then I didn't go to the doctor because I'm bad about that. I went to senior year of college and I went to my sorority house. I had some Thai chicken that night and I didn't feel too hot.
The worst.
And I called Dial-A-Nurse and I was like, I think I have food poisoning or cyst on my ovary. And they go, I think you have appendicitis. You need to go to the hospital right away. I'm like, it's 4 a.m. I'm not going to the hospital. She goes, ma'am, please go to the hospital. I like can't have you die after you just called me. And so I went to the hospital and sure enough, I had appendicitis. So at this point, I call my dad who was going to come and pick me up and drive me home. And I was like, they're taking this thing out of me. When you get here, I'm going to be going into surgery not long after. And so then my mom leaves work and she's on her way down and she gets there right as they're wheeling me into surgery. And they go, your mom just got here. Do you want to see her? And I said, I remember what she looks like. And I said, wheel me in.
You are a stone cold bitch. I'm sorry. I can say this.
I will take that.
Literally.
Like my first time going under.
During surgery. And that was the last thing you said about your mother.
You know what? I would die knowing I won that argument.
You did. You did. And that's the pettiest shit I've heard.
I know. Petty White. Petty White. As Bethany said, if you're going to come for this bee, better not miss. And I survived kind of it.
Iconic.
And like, I will say, like, my mom and dad went to lunch when I was in surgery. So like, they weren't too concerned about me.
Well, they probably heard that you said that you remember what she looked like.
The nurse probably told them, like, this bitch is not happy. You guys might want to go get lunch. We don't know what she's going to be like when she wakes up. But anyway, I bring all of this up because I do agree. Christina seems like a good mom but my mom is a great mom too. And this is something we joke about now. And I don't think she listens to this podcast, but she does listen to TV Watch Repeat. So check that one out.
Shout out
TV Watch Repeat. And she's a fantastic mom. And I'm sorry I told that story, but it's like something we genuinely,
it came up though.
And we laugh about it.
Yeah, I still have all my organs. I know one day I'm going to have to get one of them taken out. I think my, the one that started my gallbladder, that one's
that one's a popular one. I mean, look, do I feel incomplete as a person?
Yeah. Right, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, do you feel weird now that that organ is no longer a part of
it? I miss
it. Do you still have your tonsils?
I do have my tonsils.
Okay.
That's the only organ missing. And I don't feel the same, but, and I always joke, I get phantom pains. let me tell you this, my recovery from appendicitis was glorious. I just ate so many mashed potatoes from Kentucky Fried Chicken and Popeyes. I was like, it's just like when I wanted something different, I would just switch restaurants. But yeah, that is my appendectomy story. Kaya, is there anything more you want to talk about with Selling Sunset? I'm trying to run through. Oh, I thought, I thought Maya's, talking about her miscarriage was very, I thought her approach to it was, I mean, everyone has their own journey, but it was really nice to hear her speak on it. I mean, it's just so crazy because this whole season was genuinely like about her pregnancy for her. And so it was just, it's still such a sad thing, but I mean, she seems to really be able to kind of, you know, understand the great thing she has in life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With her family. And, but it kind of sounds like she's not going to be on the show anymore.
Yeah, I think she said that she's thriving in Miami. She's honestly interested in, she said she's 40, like she wants more family. So if you already have your business in Miami and you just unfortunately gave birth to a stillborn, then you kind of don't want to be with these fake ass bitches arguing about nothing.
Yeah.
And she already gave Chelsea her spot. So that's also something. to say.
But also there are so many more people that work in that office that probably actually sit at those desks.
Yeah, we don't talk about them. We don't talk.
Those are the Brunos of Oppenheim.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, I see people go there all the time and they're taking pictures like with the, like, because I think it's shaded, like the door is shaded. Yeah. But they're taking pictures with random people that work there. And I'm like, no, they don't. No.
Get those. Who are these peasants?
The fuck out of here. Okay, so to your point that you actually made on, we were chatting on actually the dip.com's community post. Chelsea, there has been a video of her at her 2017 wedding, her wedding, and people are saying that she is going in and out of this accent. Me personally, I still hear a lot of people are talking about, oh, if you have accents, you know, that you go in and out of it, but mostly people are using this to counter their point of she is faking it. So have you seen this video? And even without seeing this video, do you still believe that she is faking this accent, even though this girl literally dead ass is from London or England?
No, I mean, I guess when she went through her whole like spiel of like where she lived for however long, 10 years in London, moved to New Jersey, and then went to college, and then ended up in LA. I mean, and her parents being Nigerian, I believe, like it's definitely going to be an eclectic accent no matter what. I do sometimes think though, she plays up the Valley girl of it all, but I don't think she's actually playing up the London, like the British accent. I think it's
that makes sense.
I think she tries to do like the what, like that. And that's the part that I'm like, okay, that reads a little fake to me, but I don't think that it's like I don't think the British thing is put on, because it makes sense if like, I also would be curious to hear her parents. If they're Nigerian born, but also lived in London, I'm sure that they have there's a lot of influence that like, just because she moved to New Jersey doesn't mean like if at home there's the accent still, that's going to influence the way she speaks. But I do think she plays up the like Californian
Valley girl of it all.
Yeah.
I get that. I can see that.
She's 29, you guys. She is 29.
And the reason I can't believe that she's 29 is because I just feel like I'm a failure compared to her life. So it's just like,
you have still another year.
But as far as her accent, I feel like I watched Bridgerton, and the day after I finished it, I have a British accent.
So I mean, like I literally just said family.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand why people, but you know, everyone has to have their drama, and I like that. Who else is even on that cast? Yeah, no.
I mean, nobody else matters. Genuinely, no one else.
Like, I would like to see Amanza have
a story
season.
A story.
She has a story.
He has no story.
Maybe we see her like dating, you know? All she talked about was like that one picture with Zac Efron, and everyone said that she was dating Zac Efron because she was standing by him. And that story literally like got killed in one day. Like,
yeah.
She tried to have some traction.
I think Amanza, I actually love Amanza, but she is purely like, she doesn't work for the Oppenheim group. Let's just be honest.
She is a designer.
She's a set decorator. She stages houses. And I think the Oppenheim group is probably like a client for her. And she is stunning. And I think they keep her around because she's good at gossip and she's got great outfits. And
I think that she's also one of the only level-headed ones too. Because Heather, in my opinion, she was not level-headed because she was like, kind of like Christine.
She got mad quickly.
Yeah. And then also with Davina, who I just don't like because I remember the real Davina. Like this season, they tried to like give a Davina comeback. You know, she's a good person. Christina's bullying her kind of storyline. And I'm like, do you not remember when she literally made Chriselle cry at Christine's fucking wedding?
Can I say something about Davina? That's kind of mean.
If it's mean, please.
She just like hasn't figured it out with her clothes.
She hasn't. She doesn't know what to do. And it's hard because she's in an office where everyone else knows what to do.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes she wears, but I'll say the same thing about Mary and her Hervé Légère dresses. Like, I swear to God, if I see one more bandage dress on Mary, I'm going to like,
the Rent jump. The Runway. I'm going to jump.
It is Rent the Runway. Also, another thing
I saw it.
Another thing I recognized about Mary this season, which I think has been like in the back of my head, and I finally was able to like really put it into words, is Mary speaks to people always leaning at a 45 degree angle. So she's always like this.
Like, are you okay?
Do you see it though? She's always like, yes. She's like looking around the corner to talk to someone, and you're like,
yes,
sit up.
And her like speaking rhythm is so off-putting. I don't know.
I think Mary's a horrible manager. And I'm saying that because she got coffee with Christine. And I want to also say this. She's wearing a trench coat. She's wearing a trench coat, and Christine is wearing a Juicy Couture tube top. What was the weather that day? I don't know. And Mary starts railing Christine. And it's like, I understand that don't like her. Yeah. I understand that you don't like her, but if you're a manager, you manage people you don't like sometimes, and you can't act like that. And I understand it's a show, but when it was, the whole plot was Mary is now a boss. She wasn't a good boss in that moment. And so and then also the way she like kept comparing the women, like, Davina, Vanessa, you guys have to start pulling your own weight like Emma. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. Vanessa is barely on the show. So like, why are you even expecting anything?
She's barely in the freaking country. Like, she's a famous world renowned like actress. Like, we know that we brought her in because all of y'all were literally too white. So we literally brought in Vanessa, and she is doing the best she can. The girl is trying to get married. Okay. We got fucking Emma over here talking about that. She has empanadas, hamburger empanadas. And this was just like
vegan hamburger empanadas
for $100. Like, leave Vanessa alone.
Did you just bring up the $100 shipping again?
Because that's insane to me to even like think about. Like, okay, go on the Dips Instagram.
Also, I just have to say too about Vanessa that the promise ring was so cringe.
They're all in the background thinking this girl is getting proposed to, which I feel like there's two parties to blame. That man, her soon-to-be husband, because she did get engaged eventually, but also those bitches in the background talking about, is she getting engaged right now? Oh my god. And like having all these cooing noises, and it's like, if he would have asked her to marry him, he would have at the very least got down on one knee.
Yeah, and not have done it at the front of the office with all of you girls.
With you people that she barely knows. Like, stop. But also, it's his fault for doing that and also even giving her a promise ring.
I know. We're not like Jonas Brothers.
At the age of what?
At 15.
Is this Vanderpump Rules? Like, what do you, like, is it a ring on a string?
A ring on a string, yeah. okay, Kaya, let's move on to Summer House, another group of mess.
Another reunion.
Oh, God. Okay, so we had part one of the reunion, and
did they film this underwater? Because why is everyone's hair so like, wet? Literally...
so wet,
crinkly, curly, like Beyonce Grammys hair.
Everyone is so flammable. Like, they're don't light a match because they will go up in flames.
Even Andy Cohen, if a gay man has to ask you how much product you have in your hair, you know you have too much product in your hair.
I have to say, I hated Paige in this reunion.
You did?
I like hated her. I am not a Lindsay Hubbard stan.
Are you sure?
I'm not. And you guys, and you, I think my favorite person on the show, minus Carl, has become Luke.
Because he just doesn't say anything.
Because he doesn't say shit. And that is what makes me happy. But I found Paige. She came in with a sourpuss attitude and was just so... I really think that Paige is like setting herself up for failure for this reunion. I think people are going to turn on her. I really do.
People are going to turn on her, but I don't know if it's going to be because I don't think that she went as hard as I thought she was going to go for Sierra. But before that, it was just her beef with Lindsay that seems to come out of nowhere because we thought that they smashed it at you know, the season finale.
Yeah.
I just thought that the seating was very interesting too. Like, I don't understand why she was sat next to.
They could have moved Lindsay and Carl up and then put Luke on the other side. Yeah. That was weird. Was
very weird. It was a setup. And I guess it's because who was on the front on the other side?
Kyle, then Amanda. And like, I don't know if they really, like, I think that you could have put.
They didn't deserve the first.
I don't think they needed it. I really don't. I think that they could have easily been split. Also, I don't think Kyle and Amanda need to be seated next to each other. Like, I understand that they're married, but they don't have, no.
Yeah, because they sat Carl and Lindsay next to each other. And I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, you just got together.
Yeah.
And then they sat Kyle and Amanda together when it was like they didn't really carry the show like that this season. So they could have easily like moved around the seating chart.
Agreed.
And I felt it would have been like way less awkward.
I think like Paige and Lindsay should have been flanking Andy.
Yes.
Right? And so we could have easily had, I think Kyle could have been on Lindsay's side of the couch. I don't know. Like, I think that it just felt weird, but then I thought Paige's approach to it was just as strange. And I thought she was acting like a 13-year-old girl who like didn't get to buy like the short denim skirt that her mom didn't want her to buy at like Aeropostale. And she was throwing a tantrum. And I just like didn't like it. I thought that she looks so stupid whenever she talks about Craig, when she's like, it's always all about Craig. And I'm like, do you hear yourself? Like,
you just admitted that he doesn't care about anything that you fucking do on a show that he was literally just on.
Yes. And okay, I guess like, I mean, really my takeaway was that I thought that she looked horrible. I thought like, I mean, and I don't mean that looks wise. I actually thought her outfit was really cool. Sierra, I thought like did a good job. Like, okay. The thing about the-
Sierra held her own.
She held her own. And the thing I respected about Sierra is when she apologized for like the glass throwing incident, she like owned it. But then the thing that annoyed me was people kept bringing it up. And by people, I mean like Lindsay and Danielle. And it's like, okay, she already said it. Like, here's the thing. Like, if somebody apologizes, like we cannot just keep going back to it. Like she didn't apologize in like the faux Lindsay Hubbard way that I thought Amanda had a great point with. Like she actually was like, it should not have gotten to that point. And I am very sorry that I acted the way I did.
And for Danielle to go as far as saying like, it's made me hate you was very weird to me because she apologized. And then on top of that, you went on Watch What Happens Live with Lindsay and you were talking your Cash Money shit. So, and this was before the episode aired. So after I already apologized to you in the moment, you want me to then, after I see you on Watch What Happens Live, talk shit about me, go back and apologize to you again off camera in the moment? Like, no, that doesn't even make any sense to me. She got the apology. I don't understand where all this anger from Danielle is coming from. And maybe it's because she doesn't have a storyline. I know that this season, a lot of it was Sierra kind of being up Paige's ass, but Danielle was equally up Lindsay's ass, and she was no further than she was during this reunion. Like, it was insane because Lindsay can always hold her own. And I also think, even though I love Carl, he kept speaking like out of turn. He was acting like a Kyle, and it's like she can speak for herself. She is speaking for herself. Literally no one is ganging up on her, and it was just weird because I felt that Amanda, when they started talking about, you know, how she was hooking up with other people, Amanda was coming from a genuine place.
I agree.
Was the you just had a miscarriage thing, okay, maybe we can just, you know, disagree about that part of it, but it wasn't like she was being malicious about it, you know?
The Amanda thing, I think, has been so blown out of proportion, and I didn't really think Amanda was like coming for Lindsay
I think
it was Amanda was getting worked up because she could tell her intentions were being misconstrued. With that said, some of them, like, I did think it was weird when, like, they were talking about the brothel thing and Sierra, was it Sierra? that was like, well, not everyone has, or well, Luke didn't just have a miscarriage. And it's like, okay, like I actually felt like that didn't have anything to do with it either. I was like, you're just bringing that up.
That was Maya.
Oh, but here's the thing. I won't ever say anything bad about Maya. So I take it back. I love that girl. Guys, I have turned a full 180 on Maya. And honestly, Alex, he rehearsed that Honda Civic line so many times. And you know what? He crushed it.
He nailed it. He broke a leg. Like, that's all he's got to say, babes. Him and Andrea in their prom suits, like, go ahead.
Oh, good. But I love Maya. First of all, I just love her. I don't know why we were trying to pretend like Luke and Maya are happening, because like she's still dating Oliver.
Right. So, like, I thought that was so disrespectful. Like, what do you mean? She was just on Watch What Happens Live like twice.
Yes.
And once Oliver was there, but also we saw Oliver on the freaking finale. What was that, the finale?
Yes, he was at prom.
Oh, at prom. So what are you talking about right now? There was rumors that they were dating because they literally took a picture together.
Right.
And you know how Luke likes to hold his arm around people or whatever, but there was no vibes there whatsoever. What I also didn't like is that Lindsay tried to play down the fact that Carl was very much into trying to get to know Sierra at the beginning of summer. And this actually is not just stems from this summer. This stems from also last summer when she first came there and
yes.
he said, wow, you know, she's hot. Like, I'm into her. So, like, let's not try to act like it was Sierra who had a crush on Carl. It was mutual, but he saw that she was actually, like, you know, more into Austin. And Carl did kind of, like, break that off.
And I also think, too, like, if given the chance, Lindsay would 100% date Austin. If he was like, I want to date you. Like, she would have said, oh, she would have dropped Hot Hub Summer and gone for that Honda Civic of a man.
And she fucking lies about it so much, because we saw her say it in the finale that she thinks is going to be down to two of them. And one of them was Austin.
But then,
so why would you say that if you don't really like Austin like that, and you didn't care and you weren't being malicious and you didn't hook up with him and blah, blah, blah. And she ended up hooking up with him in Montauk. So I guess we're going to find out about Sierra also hooking up with him. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Lindsay is so hot and beautiful and smart and gorgeous and strong-willed. Sierra is the absolute same. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? I would understand if Sierra did it, because she's 25, 26. Like,
I know. I keep forgetting mistakes, that.
But Lindsay is literally 36 and she knows Austin. And the way that he dragged her ass in October, I know this was after the fact, the way that he dragged her on Watch What Happens Live, I would never even acknowledge that man's existence.
I agree. I have to say, I actually always forget that Sierra is like mid-20s and she is so much more mature than...
That's the problem. She needs to be petty. She needs to start. Yeah. She needs to start acting her age. But the thing is, she was a nurse. So it's like when you're a nurse and you see people die, like that changes you.
Yeah,
but
that does.
Now that you're in the summer house, it's like, okay, girl, activate your 20s.
Right. Right. And I think like what I would love to see from Sierra is for her to have a Hot Hub Summer where she is like just like hooking up with people, having fun, because we haven't seen that. Like, she wasn't really fun last season. And I always give people a pass because I think their first season it's so intimidating. But this season,
she met Austin. That's what fucked her up.
Right.
She met Austin in Winterhouse.
He's like a fucking plague.
He won't leave her alone. And it sucks because let's just say it was just her and Austin and he didn't know anyone else in the house. It would be a completely different situation. But since she's friends with Paige and Paige is dating Craig and Craig is best friends with Austin, it's like she cannot escape him.
Yeah.
So it's just like she's always around him because she's around Paige. It fucks her up so bad. And it's just like, I want to shake her.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, it is like, again, what Alex said, like with the fighting over, and Maya too, like the fighting over these men. And how dare Austin Kroll, a fucking Muppet reject in the bottom of a dumpster whose face has been smashed in with the bottom of my shoe.
Beta bitch.
say that Maya's opinion doesn't matter.
I wish I would have heard that shit. The way that I would have dragged him from Instagram to Facebook to LinkedIn.
From back to front.
Pinterest from back to front. I hate those. Yeah, preview literally.
I'm gonna pin this shit
and I'm gonna blow up on Pinterest. Like, fuck your weddings, listen to what happened on Summer House. But anyways, it's just like the way that they didn't show that, they knew not to show that, because yeah, we would have came after his ass.
Well, I'm glad that she exposed him for it. Okay, Kaya, final thoughts on I have a good question for you, just to quick segue to Jersey. Should Melissa have postponed her wedding because Teresa was pregnant?
God, no. No. Get over it.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's
the most backwards, like, insane Taurus thinking. Yeah. I feel like she is a Taurus, right?
I think she's I don't know.
I feel like she is a Taurus. Even if she's not, she has to have Taurus somewhere in her chart. That's the most backward thinking, because, like, honestly, like, my mom would say some shit like that, like, and she's a Taurus, and I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Oh my god, she is a Taurus.
I knew it. It makes no sense. Like, the world does not revolve around you. It doesn't.
I couldn't believe, but my new favorite thing to say is whenever I don't know what to say, I'm gonna just say, roll the tapes back. Let some poor intern producer find when I've done something in my memory lexicon. God, that was so good. Okay, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you guys for listening and, you know, bearing with me when I was out last week. Kaya, tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah, find me at the DeepDiPP on Insta. Find that comment that Christine made that is getting some traction on TikTok at thedip.com. And also listen to my podcast. I have one, it's called Bravo While Black. And maybe you'll hear Allison on it sometime, because I'm planning to ask Allison
and
Thea Bush on Bravo While Black to talk Beverly Hills. On announcing it here, because if they say no, then you understand why.
I feel like this is a promposal.
It's a promposal.
And speaking of Beverly Hills, you guys, every week I will be recapping Beverly Hills on thedip.com. So make sure to, you know, subscribe and check that out. I'll start linking it in these episodes like weeks before, so you guys can check them out. Because I'm assuming if you listen to this podcast, you probably like Bravo. And yeah, you guys, I mean, other than
that. Guys, it's we're 95% off right now.
95% off.
So you gotta use the code to get the 95% off.
And what's the code, Kaya?
You gotta come to community, and
the code is spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, for 95% off. That makes I don't remember what the math is, but it's like it's like $3 or something. Is it $1? What is the math? It is
$3.
It's $3. You guys can't beat that. It's less than a cup of coffee. And I think that, you know, if you want to talk to us on the community, if you want to read articles that are premium content, just use the promo code SPRING for 95% off. And the last thing I'll say is I bought some limoncello LaCroix today, and I started drinking it. And if you want a party in your mouth, I recommend it. And until next week, let me know what your favorite LaCroix flavor is, and we will talk to you then. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.